All Saints Sunday. The Sunday, I understand that John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, looked forward to and enjoyed more than any other Sunday of the year. It was a time, he said, when we embrace this faith that has been handed to us and affirm that our lineage joins with that of Abraham and of Isaac, and of Jacob, David, Matthew, Mark. It joins with those throughout the scriptures and those that we prepare to honor today. When I first read the Beatitudes, I said to my staff, I said, how can the Beatitudes be appropriate for All Saints Day? And then as I began to research and to reflect on these Beatitudes, I thought about these saints who have lived before us. And I read again, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. And I began to think about all those individuals that I have known in my journey of faith that exemplify these Beatitudes. And I realized that somewhere along the way that someone taught me that of myself there was nothing good enough to merit that I receive eternal life. It's only when I confess that I was poor. Poor in spirit. Poor within my own capabilities, that I did not have enough resources that I needed a Savior. And I needed to surrender myself to Christ. And today, if you are a believer, then you too embrace that story that was told to you by some saintly person at some time in your journey of faith. Blessed are those who mourn. Young man was told, telling the story about going to his aunt's house. And at various times, sometimes late in the evening or at night, the phone would ring. He said it would be sometimes a missionary from some far-off land who was calling to his aunt because she was one who would pray. He said, in those wee hours, in the other bedroom, he could hear his aunt as she would get on her knees, and she would begin to pray for this missionary's needs, whatever they were. But she was a person who prayed. And he realized that there were people who needed her prayers. And how meaningful those prayers were to him. as he grew in his faith. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. In this corrupt world that we live in, they are those who proclaim that there is a right way to live, that we live with integrity, that we don't get pushed aside by the cares of this world, that we make a decision, and that decision is to be a faithful child of God. Blessed are those who are hungry for the things of God. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Many of us can think about those who have done us wrong. Sometimes those memories come charging back to me. And I can remember those times when I have said, Lord, I forgive them. And in many times sharing with my own children about anger and resentment, and I will say to them, and just who is that anger and that poison and that unforgiveness and all that, just who is it affecting? Who is it outside of your body that this is touching? In reality, it's you or me when we do not forgive that poison festers. It's a whole lot better to be merciful. It's a whole lot better to be forgiving. Blessed are the peacemakers. The story was told, it was several years after the Civil War, and the veterans of Gettysburg, both North and South, were assembled there on that hallowed ground. It said they called for the men who had been a part of Pickett's charge to come from both sides and to do a reenactment. And said they came, North and South, on their crutches, hobbling as they could from their wounds. They came and they gathered. The command came to charge, and they went hobbling toward each other. But they said they weren't hobbling in anger and hostility. They were hobbling toward one another with tears in their eyes. Tears running down both North and South faces as they came to each other and they fell in the arms of one another, and hugging and embracing and caring and loving and realizing that even though they had fought that horrendous battle, that after all, they were brothers in arms. They were brothers together. Story is told, an only person who really wants a war is one who's never been in one. And what does it mean in our day and age and in our church, in our communities, to dare to be a peacemaker? Blessed are those who are persecuted. The Christian faith really began to grow when the Christians were persecuted. It is said about 50 years after the life of Christ. 50 years as the Roman Empire began to reach down into what is now France and Spain and that area. Emperor began to proclaim that he was deity, and that all people should pay homage to him and to give sacrifices to him. The Christians would not do that. So anyone who would not give homage to the emperor were to be persecuted, burned at the stake, run through with the sword, fed to the lions. And said, something happened during that time when the calmness in the face of the Christians as they face the flames, the calmness in their face when they face the hungry lions. This was a faith that would not surrender to the sword. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Today we come together to honor those who have entered into eternal rest, who now rest from their labors. Their fruits are manifested by us who are here today. I share with you from the word and table a part of our communion liturgy when it says, and so with your people on earth in all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord. God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We heard a little bit this morning in that book of the Revelation that was written in about 50 years after Christ ascended, that was written by a man who was banished to the Isle of Patmos, banished there with all of those wicked, sick and sinful people, and somebody said he was God's man at God's time and God's place to receive the book of the Revelation that lets us see just a little bit to the other side.